Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask for or even imagine. Amen. Bert was traveling by Amtrak with two strangers sitting close to him. Bert was trying to sleep, but those guys were speaking loudly for a very long time, heavily criticizing the government. So Bert, in an attempt to force the guys to stop talking and let him sleep, told them as a joke that there was a new total control system developed by the National Security Agency, the NSA, that spies upon all citizens with lots of listening devices everywhere, so that anyone criticizing the government would be severely punished. This did not have any effect on those guys. Moreover, they just laughed at Bert and carried on, getting even more critical about the NSA, Congress, and the military. Finally, close to 3 a.m., Bert goes to the restroom and runs into the train porter. Bert says to the porter, "Please, could you bring me some water and some sleeping pills at exactly 3 a.m.?" Bert goes back to his sleeping place and says loudly so that the talkative guys could hear him, "If the NSA director can hear me, could you please have someone bring me a glass of water and sleeping pills at 3 a.m.? Because there are some idiots who are speaking too loudly about political issues and won't let me sleep." The guys continue talking. Exactly at 3 a.m., the doors open and the porter comes in and gives Bert the water and the sleeping pills. The guys are shocked and finally stop talking. Bert is delighted that his trick has worked out and manages to fall asleep. When he wakes in the morning, the talkative guys are nowhere to be found. Out of curiosity, Bert asks the porter about them also, remembering that there shouldn't have been any stops during the night. The porter replies that some people in black suits had stopped the train and arrested those guys. Bert is completely shocked and freaked out and asked about why he was not arrested. The porter answered that he didn't have a clue. But one of the guys in the black suit said that the director of the NSA liked Bert's joke about the water and the sleeping pills. Sometimes we may fear that the NSA or the FBI or the government is really in control. The gospel is clear. The truth is God is always the one in control. God knows everything. And unlike government agencies, is always gentle with our weaknesses and failures. And God is here making sure that the purposes of God are realized and being advanced. But our fears and doubts may be talking too loudly, so we don't believe God's grace in our midst. The Jesus of John's gospel is very much in control. Jesus knows about Nathanael's willingness to be a disciple long before Nathanael does, as is God's way to unfold a divine design. Philip is used by God to bring Jesus to Nathanael's attention. And despite Nathanael's propensity to prejudice, remember Nathanael said, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" But Nathanael eventually follows God's nudging grace and becomes a disciple of Jesus. These stories are important. Nathanael and Philip and the rest of the disciples that Jesus calls are human, are not perfect, and yet they are the people whose ordinary human lives helped build and pass on the faith that we have received. We are here because we followed the nudge of grace that moved us to join the family of St. Francis Church. And each nudge of grace can only be taken one step at a time. Yet in the midst of moments where God seems to be calling us in a new way, fear or doubt may fill our hearts and minds. My friends, God is calling us to a new way. We all know that I will be retiring soon. We all will experience transitions. Have I experienced fear or doubt? Absolutely. But I have learned, and I hope you have, to look back over life and see the patterns of divine care. The invitation of this gospel is to trust those moments of the past where we saw how present God was and supplied what we needed, especially when we did not feel it. But somehow, we took one more step forward. Now is the time to believe that God is in control, that God has a dream for all of us. Yes, we wonder what is next. Nathanael must have wondered what was going to happen next. Nathanael must have been shocked more than a little with Jesus knowing where he had been under a fig tree. And Jesus knew what he was thinking. But Jesus did not want Nathanael to be impressed with his divine clairvoyance, so to speak. Rather, Jesus says to us, as he said to Nathanael, "You will see greater things than these." That is the nature of God, dynamic, not static, more, not less. All of you will do greater things than you have asked for or even imagined when you allow God's power and presence to inspire and move you. You and I are called to be followers of Jesus, followers of the way of love. We have work to do in whatever circumstances our way of life calls us to embrace with God's grace. Martin Luther King had work to do. We honor his dedication to a nonviolent way of love this weekend. We have work to do. So I quote Abraham Heschel. When the crisis of today is ignored because of the splendor of the past, when faith becomes an heirloom rather than a living fountain, when religion speaks only in the name of authority rather than with the voice of compassion, its message becomes meaningless. We have work to do with compassion. We have work to do even if we get overwhelmed by doubt or fear, especially then. Frederick Buechner spoke, "Doubt is the ants in the pants of faith. It keeps faith alive and moving. Doubt is the ants in the pants of faith. It keeps faith alive and moving. You are alive. Keep moving. Step forward in faith. God is in control and will supply every grace needed to fulfill what is next. Breathe it in, say it, and pray it. Lord, take over," or "Jesus, mercy," or "Help." Jesus, who calls us to follow, is with us every step of the way. And Jesus speaks to each of us, "Do not be afraid. I am with you, and you will see greater things." Amen.